This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling the moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveller, and welcome to a bonus Filthy Ring Stings. What's going on here? No, there's actually nothing wrong, Filthy. I was just playing a bit.
I'm just so frightened. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
I'm sorry, I haven't done it right. Hello, weary traveller, and welcome to the latest episode of Filthy's Bonus Ring Stings. I am Deadbeat Punk, or Christopher Love, and the man the podcast is named after. It is Filthy Phil Cassidy.
Hello!
Is that better?
That's good, that's good. I feel more at home now. It's like a comfortable chair.
And no sing-song, no variation of hello, just hello.
I'm going to be honest, I for a brief second thought of doing the opening line of Billy Ricky Dicky by Ian Dury and the Blockheads, but I thought that was a trope too far. I can do it if you want, but...
Please.
Good evening, I'm from Essex, in case you couldn't tell. I come from Billy Ricky, my given name is Dicky, and I'm doing very well. There you go. If you want that, you can use it, I suppose.
Can you keep that going for a full episode?
The fake Essex accent? I could try. Yes. Yeah. No, oh, mate. Yeah. Have to channel Gavin and Stacey, but then that involves thinking about James Corden, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Is there any other way? Yeah. Or singing.
Well, before we go down that path, yeah, you know the drill. Swearing.
Fuck.
Probably no spoilers this week.
No.
Because there's a reason this is a bonus ring sting, which we will think of a name of later down the line, and not a Like a Dragon's ring sting. And why is that, Filthy?
Because I have not played Like a Dragon in, I just checked my notes, coming up on 10 days, maybe about 12, actually.
Yeah. Do you have an excuse?
I do. I mean, oh. Yeah, I've been busy, like, you know.
Oh, you've been busy, like.
Yeah. Bought a house and stuff. It's been keeping me occupied.
And what? That just means you have two places to play a fucking console.
Well, you're not wrong, actually. Yeah.
Filthy is a landlord shark. He just likes buying houses and renting them out to students. And squalor.
Well,
and sexual advances.
I feel like there was a joke. That was unpleasant. I feel like there was a joke I could have made about not playing Like a Ring Stings because I've been playing Monopoly. But... that's not what happened. So
yes, Filthy has been genuinely busy adulting.
I know it's horrible when that gets in the way of normal life. And let me tell you, if anybody's listening and hasn't bought a house in their lives, it's exactly as much fun as they tell you it's going to be, which is to say absolutely
yes, Filthy.
None.
Tell us about the current housing climate.
Yeah, that's you know I love to date the episodes, yes. currently nobody can get a fucking mortgage and you'd be mad to take one. So I have. That's for IMAT. But yeah, it's been keeping me from my beloved gaming, unfortunately.
And we thought rather than keeping up the sporadic releases, we'd just release an episode and kind of let you know we're still alive.
Well, we miss talking to you, and I miss talking to Christopher.
Oh,
just thought I'd say
I
hello.
I fucking love you.
I know. But as you know...
you're one of my favourite humans.
Well, you know, by law, I do have to record all of our conversations. So I just thought, hey, let's do a sting while we're
ever
doing
since... them. The incident.
I have a copy of all of these, so yeah, why not?
So we thought, as it is somewhat halfway through the year, bit after it.
Yep.
Any highlights so far? Anything that's tickled your fancy throughout the year?
Do you mean in general or in the gaming world?
It's whatever the fuck you want. Even though that's not really this show.
That's a different show. Christ, you've put me...
Almost.
You've put me on the spot now.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk Venture Brothers while you think.
Just you do that, because I'm aware you quite like a show called The Venture Brothers that you may have discussed with me elsewhere.
At length.
At length. Certainly.
After too many drinks, and you get really pushy about it.
So there's some Venture Brothers news, I would venture.
Yeah, well, not just news. They released a movie. I actually had to buy something digitally over Amazon, like a fucking prick.
You're part of the problem now. I hope you
Yeah, I certainly am. I try to avoid that cesspit as often as possible, but I wanted to support the creators, and the torrent wasn't uploaded in time for me. I wanted to see it right away.
Mm.
So, instead of a last series, which was sadly cancelled, they were offered a movie-length episode.
And how was that?
It was fucking magic, but it wasn't as good as a last series, as you can imagine. But with the time they had, they kind of addressed most of the biggest issues.
Okay.
And it was quite sad. It didn't feel final. I thought these guys aren't scared of killing things off.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be a very sad ending. But no, it was just an enjoyable romp the whole way through. They tried to wrap up as many loose ends as possible, but they still had to leave a pile out.
Did it feel final then? You're sure?
It didn't actually. It felt very Futurama. It felt like somebody's going to pick this up in future, hopefully.
Well, that's always a plus. It's always
Wiggle room.
Always an idea. Yeah. Mm.
So it was satisfying, but yes, I was left wanting more.
Sorry to hear that.
Are you looking all right?
Give the man more. Do another episode of the other show.
Give it to me. It's hard to believe that's been running for almost 20 fucking years now.
We're getting to that age where you don't want to realise how old all the things are.
I think it's because there's only 7 series, a couple of specials, that sort of thing, because they were well spaced out.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I've been watching that for a long fucking time. I've stole a lot of their jokes over the years.
It's a bit like I got horrified one day when someone said, you know the Green Day album that came out 20 years ago? And I thought, oh, Dookie, no, American Idiot came out 20 years ago, Phil. I'm like, no, it didn't. That's impossible, because that would make me old.
They do that with video games in my social circles online. Zelda, and it's 30 years old. No, that only... Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, yeah.
You just see people crumple. You're dying, prick.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
It's just all a bit horrible. The ever-wielding... Death.
So, did I buy you enough time to think of something you want to talk about?
I could talk. I'm probably more excited about things coming up in the future. Again, I don't know what's going on at the minute, but for instance, I was just scanning my brain there and thinking, well, was there a new album that came out that set you on fire? And there wasn't so far, if I'm being honest, that I can think
Not
of.
Not yet. Step up your game, musicians.
All of you. Yeah.
When's your EP coming out, Filthy?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, fuck you.
I think I've already plugged it before on these shows, but I suppose the Ballad Mongrels album was very good.
That was shite. When are you making an album?
Well, I played mandolin on that one. That was the best.
Oh, I'm sure the mandolin was fantastic. It really elevated the rest of the fucking septic tank.
But yeah, that was a good album. I'm just going to continue.
The abuse just bounces off him.
It does. I do my best. I'm trying to think. TV-wise, discuss that elsewhere. There's just an awful lot of it. It's almost exhausting now just keeping up with the amount of television.
Yeah, thank fuck for the strike. It gives us a chance to catch up.
Yeah, there's just so many little... Even just when you think you're bored, I'll watch that three-parter then. And it was, you know, they're always really good. Or I'll watch this or that. Or things I haven't watched, I mean, that I meant to are still there. It's amazing. Still haven't watched, what do you call the Star Wars one?
Oh, which one? Andor?
Yeah, still haven't fucking watched Andor.
Andor's fucking fantastic. It's like The Wire set in Star Wars. There's no right being a Star Wars show.
That's what everybody tells me. I haven't been able to watch it. It's been life, man. Too busy.
What do you call the guy that did the motion capture for Gollum? Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis, yeah.
Yeah. He's in an episode, and holy fuck, I think he did get nominated for awards. I don't know if he got them. Like, his arc through that is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. So I love
not expected
Serkis
at all.
Yeah, so this is it. So there's, I guess, 2023's passed me by in some respects. No good music, avoiding all the good television.
just outside world. No, thank you.
Yeah, not for me. Not really.
I was going to say I caught up with the animated Star Wars stuff. Star Wars is like Marvel. There's far too much of it now.
Yeah, you can't really keep track. Totally.
But I have been keeping on top of Star Wars. It's the one thing I go out of my way to kind of watch now. I've become a late in life Star Wars fan.
Aye, big time, yeah.
Because I've seen it when I was younger and thought it was all right, but I was never massive into it.
Yeah.
And even the new movies I didn't think much of. But the TV shows have been fucking superb.
Jon Favreau, he is, you know.
I didn't realise he did the animated stuff, so this is all his stuff coming forward.
Oh, wow, okay. What did he do before? It's kind of funny because I would have thought of Jon Favreau as a busy man before this, and now he's just Mr. Star Wars. He just does everything.
Yeah.
Like, better than George Lucas ever did.
Bless him, because a lot of the stuff from Mandalorian was started in the animated shows. It's been long running. He brought Darth Maul back in a pretty good way.
In cartoon form.
Huh? Yeah. I always wrote it off because there was so much of it, but when I did delve in, there was a lot to get through, but a lot of filler. Some of it was good. If they could compress it some way for modern audiences, I think that'd be the way to go.
For the likes of me, the Fairweather fan.
Pretty much, yeah. Fucking lightweight.
Yeah, totally.
Because you never got on with any of the Dragon Ball Z or any of that?
No, wasn't my bag.
I realise it's a Z, but it calls itself Z. But it does that thing where they make movies that compress series, so people that don't want to sit through fucking 400 hours of dickheads screaming at each other can get the story caught up.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, so Star Wars should look into doing something like that. Ahsoka, it's basically a continuation of the cartoon.
Mm. If they could. I mean, I feel like it's the least they could fucking do.
So, things you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so there's a lot coming up for me in the latter half of the year, obviously. Great British Bake Off starts soon and Strictly Come Dancing. Also, new Doctor Who. I think I should probably mention that because it's what I'm actually excited about. 3 David Tennant specials, each one all the more special for him being in it. I'm incredibly excited about that prospect.
You do have a bit of a giddy face on at the moment.
Yeah. And I'm going to, you know, she's a divisive person. Catherine Tate fucking loved her in Doctor Who. And she's she's back. So thrilled to see what they do with her. And Neil Patrick Harris is playing a villain in an episode. And it looks like he's going to be just chewing the scenery. So
that's a good fit.
That's a very good fit, him as a villain, like, you know. It's going to be wonderful. And then we get a regeneration and a whole new Doctor, so that's going to be amazing. With Nkuti and the wee girl out of Coronation Street, can't remember her name, but I'm very excited that she's in it because I knew her from Coronation Street, so I was like, that's class that she got that. What a jump. And also the wee cub Lenny, whose surname escapes me, but is also going to be a regular cast member. Lenny Leonard. We know Lenny Leonard.
We do know Lenny Leonard.
Not that Lenny.
That's a shame.
But yeah, they've announced what looks to be a great, promising cast, and Russell T. Davis, the Lord of the Time Lords himself, is back at the helm. So I expect big things, and you may expect a future "What the Fuck Do You Want" episode if he fucks it up. Going way, you know, but.
Do like a good old angry episode.
Yeah, I want him to go back and undo all the things he ruined for me, but I can't see it happening. So,
it's better to do that than turn up outside his house half cut.
I'd have thought so.
With your shirt off. Get out here and fight me.
Yeah. Yeah, not a second time, at least. Oh. Yeah, so I'm very excited for Doctor Whom, I have to say. This tends to be a gaming podcast. So
Traditionally.
Regular listeners may or may not be aware that I'm also incredibly excited because there's only slightly longer than a month to go until, don't know if you heard, but there's a new Mortal Kombat coming out. Yeah,
when
right.
When is it releasing?
I'm pretty sure it's September. At least I've told myself it's September, so I hope I'm right or I'll be heartbroken.
February.
But they have, at time of writing, they have a lot of the roster announced, a lot of names that either haven't been played in a long time or are new altogether. Which quite I'm
quite exciting bonus characters too doing the rounds.
I'm going to be honest for you here. I'm a little bit disappointed in them because I'm not the biggest comic book Marvel guy. So some of those names don't actually mean much to me. I'm excited that John Cena is going to be playable. I mean, of course. But other than that...
You wrestling gimps are the worst.
I know, right? So it'll be... Well, someone says this is a reboot, so it's interesting that Liu Kang resets the universe and the first thing he does is grab John Cena. I thought, yep, that seems...
How you would, though.
Yeah, seems pretty right.
So it's releasing on the 14th of September.
Remind me to book that week off work. Yeah.
Yeah. Which gives you 2 weeks early access to Starfield, so, you know.
There we go.
See? You can finish that in 2 weeks. I have faith in you.
Yep. I mean, it's only taken me 15 weeks and counting to finish Like a Dragon. That's, I'm assuming, shorter than Starfield. Probably is.
I thought you were going for assuming I finish it.
I know. Imagine I never play any of these games. What are you doing? What are you excited about in 2027, Phil? Well, I'm hoping to finish Like a Dragon so that I can start that Mortal Kombat that came out on the previous generation console. That'd be great.
Yeah, Starfield's the other one. I'm looking forward to that because I've got Baldur's Gate 3 now, and I'm going to try and hammer that so I'm done before.
It looks tasty, Baldur's Gate, can't lie.
It's the same guys that did the Divinity games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically Dungeons & Dragons, the video game.
Well, you see, that's sometimes just gives you some flipping great perspectives on things and ways to tell
stories. There's so many branches available to you. The narratives can go in so many different ways. You're talking to somebody and hearing how they resolved a situation or what they found.
Yeah.
Because maybe if they have higher perception than you, they could have had a completely different experience. It's just that water cooler game.
Okay. That's sounds...
Yes, the Discord is going mad for it.
Well, this'll be it, won't it? It'll be what you can make of it and the meatiness that you can bring into it yourself. So that'll be good. Yeah.
Yes. For anybody playing Baldur's Gate and wants to get involved with some weirdos on Discord, just look for the room. Ball bags gape trays. Because I thought that was really clever when I was a bit drunk.
But, okay, I get the ball back. I get the gape because that's really unpleasant.
Trez.
Three.
It's Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate.
Ballbags Gate Bag Trez.
Okay, I get it now. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was being a bit slow there, admittedly. But then I'm more familiar with the French, as you know. So if it had been Le Ballbag Gap Trois, well, I
fuck.
Yeah, see? Missed out there. Think of all the French fans you've alienated.
Well, I did call you in for a writer's meeting, but you were on strike. You didn't want to join me.
Didn't want to.
Brainstorming session.
Yeah. Thought shower. Careful. We've all gone woke.
I'm going to get you cancelled, you prick.
Other game. Again, long-time listeners will know my obsession with Assassin's Creed, which comes ever closer. So that will be good as well.
lovely, lovely game share.
Yes. What a gift that has been in our lives.
And there's the Assassin's Creed's Magic the Gathering edition coming out.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that to me, what that is, because, I mean, I'm not overly familiar with
that. I am not explaining to you what Magic the Gathering is on a podcast. Fuck you.
You're never going to jump into that hole.
Holy fuck. They've got a Fallout 1 coming as well next year, and it's just, no, don't. You don't need that. Have you ever walked into a cafe and you see those c***s playing it at an empty table?
Yeah, so it's a card game.
Addicts, you're filthy, you need help.
It's a card game, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Like solitaire, except even you don't want to play with you. That's a bit right. Yeah.
Yes, nobody strips. It's a horrible card game.
Cool. I might get into that. Why not? Bit of... I'm desperately trying to make some sort of joke or reference, but I have no fucking idea.
Your wife hasn't left you during these previous two series... I think Magic the Gathering may just do it.
Yeah, that seems fair.
You have neither the neck nor beard to get into that hobby.
Yeah. For a brief moment there, I was about to tell you that I'm quite excited because this is a Rugby World Cup year, and then I realised you will not give one single fuck about that. So
no, because when I worked the bar and I didn't like football, everybody assumed I didn't like football because I must love rugby.
Ah, okay.
I don't like either. Because. There's something about watching young men in short shorts for extended periods of time. Just seems a bit gay to me.
That softens their cough. Well, these are very violent young men, and it's the Rugby World Cup. One thing you do like is shouting about, you know, patriotism. So you could just shout, come on, Ireland, pretend, every so often. Yeah. Shout, come
fuck
on,
Ireland. The other country you're playing against. Yep. Very good at that.
Well, I mean, we love to beat the English at it. So, I mean, that's the best bit.
Just love to beat the English at anything.
You know, so you can do that. And it is the one game.
Our counties.
It is the one game that unites the country. So there's that. That's nice. There's only an Ireland rugby team. In fact,
the only thing that truly unites the kingdom.
I'll tell you quickly a funny story, seeing as we've no agenda tonight. But I was in a chippy at, you know, about 11, 12 o'clock at night recently, wearing an Irish rugby jersey, because, you know, there's just the one team for the entire country. We even have a national anthem, Ireland's Call, which unites everybody, so that it's like, well, people from Ulster and people from the rest of Ireland can sing Ireland's Call. Cracking tune, patriotic. Anyway, I'm wearing my Irish jersey, and two guys walk in, both a bit, clearly a bit drunk and everything, and one of them looks at me stiffly and goes, "Is that an Ireland rugby jersey?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Oh, right. Yeah, I heard the one today. Not my kind of thing." And I thought, well, fine, that's fine. And his mate gives me the dirtiest look I've ever seen, and in the thickest East Belfast accent you can imagine, just goes, "I only support Northern Ireland," and gives me the dirtiest look he can muster. And I didn't have the heart in it to tell him that there's no such thing as the Northern Irish rugby team, and that also it's traditionally about the most Protestant sport that you can get in this country. But I just wished him a good night and walked out.
You would never get enough Protestants fucking agreeing to form a rugby team.
No, it couldn't be done, obviously. So yeah, that was quite
funny.
I
love being half and half.
It's I know, it gives you a funny perspective on things. Just
they're both c***s.
I have seen people await with bated breath which passport I hold, because people can't figure out what the hell's going on.
Whipping out both.
Yeah.
Oh, you bastard.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
But yes, quite like this format for a show. Just
yeah, it's a bit looser, less notes.
Yeah.
Less editing, thanks to the beeps. Although I may have to take out the gay joke.
Oh, sorry.
It makes me sound quite homophobic, but I'm not. I was mocking your usual bar goer.
Yeah, that's fair. It was steeped in irony.
The listener mightn't.
No. You know how quick people are to purposefully not take the point, you know.
I'm trying to be cancelled since I was 13. It's never happened.
It still hasn't worked between you and Jimmy Carr. It's the last man standing, you know.
If only I got caught not paying tax.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good following 6 months. Tomorrow the government announces.
Did you ever play much of the Killer Instinct?
No.
No, there's one, it's on Game Pass, it was an Xbox One game, but they just announced out of the blue that they're going to give it a patch and bring it up to like modern standards.
Well, that seems like the least it could do.
It just seems to be the year of fighting games. Street Fighter, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, now Killer Instincts. Well, not coming back, but it's, yeah, it's nice to see it.
Allow me to ask you something. You were, did I dream it, or were you more of a Street Fighter guy than a Mortal Kombat guy?
Were you dreaming of me, Filthy?
I was.
Yep, massive Street Fighter guy. Played it in arcade before it blew up here, and then got the Super Nintendo version.
And have you played the new one?
No.
I downloaded, there's a free demo if you want to try it on Game Pass. I downloaded it, and I gotta say, I find the mechanics of it to be very, very basic when compared to a Mortal Kombat.
They have two settings. There's a modern setting that is very easy to control, or you've got your classic input.
No, but like you know the way a Mortal Kombat character might have 72 different moves and combinations for you to learn? They don't seem to have that in Street Fighter. It's just, here's how you punch, here's how you do a super kick, and that sort of thing.
Kinda. You string combinations together quite well. There's a fucking science to Street Fighter, like fighting games.
Oh, I know that the old tournaments. I used to work with a guy who, a Welsh bloke, and he held and helped arrange a big Street Fighter tournament in Cardiff every year. Like, you know, it was a big deal.
So it can go into it. It mightn't quite be as flash. You don't get your X-ray fatalities, that sort of thing. But
nobody shouts, "Get over here!" that's all I play for, that and Toasty. But yeah, I can't do it. Present.
Plenty to sink into. It's not as simple as it appears at first. And you hateful bastard, how dare you imply that?
I know. But I knew there'd be more.
I don't buy any fighting games new, because I always wait for like the Game of the Year edition or what. Street Fighter 4 was fantastic, but if you waited, you got it for like a quarter of the price with all the DLC.
Okay.
DLC killed fighting games.
Well, this is it. We're talking obviously about Mortal Kombat. I find it amazing that they now can advertise in the pre to the release, to the build up to a game, they're announcing what the DLC is going to be.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, then put it in the fucking game that I'm paying 60 quid for.
You've obviously fucking finished it. Just include it.
Yeah. You know, so that's
a bit weird. Pass me.
Yeah. You know, that's a bit weird. I'll say that much. That will be the only critical thing I will say of Mortal Kombat, obviously.
Only got one thing left to talk about. Have you anything you want to chat about before we hang up and go our separate ways?
When's the next general election? I'm looking forward to that. Sorry, no, won't get political.
Political statements? No, I frown upon those.
Well, I mean, it's already August, which means tomorrow it's Halloween and then it's Christmas, a happy new year, and away we all go, and then it's your birthday. So get it done, you know, get her booked.
Fucking no time for anything.
Nope, not a bit of it. During that time, I hope to play 17 different games and watch 13 different TV shows because I've heard they're all good. And maybe in that time, somebody will put out an album I actually want to listen to as well. Who knows? The new Ross O'Carroll Kelly book. They come out in September every year. Fucking love them. There we go. Looking forward to that. Traditional. Yeah, looking forward to that. But that would be my future game of future past.
So I started and finished a game since our last ring sting.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm a fucking machine. I'm enjoying that pod holiday.
Yep.
Hogwarts Legacy.
You played Hogwarts Legacy?
And finished it.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
Oh, Christ, I loved it.
I know you did. Did you ever play Fable?
No.
No, no cunt must have played Fable because it's a shit Fable.
Yeah, but you have to understand, I just want to just press the wee buttons that make him go Expelliarmus,
I tried to change the language because there's multiple language support. But to change the language of the game, you had to go into console settings and change the language of that. You couldn't just like pick a dub language in the settings.
Oh, okay. What, the accents get you? All the little last language accents?
It's the pomposity of it all.
Yeah.
Oh, how marvellous. Oh, could you trouble you? Oh, could you? I was just, fuck up. I've been to England. None of you talk like that. Shut your fucking hole. Ask me to go kill something. I'll come back. I'll get my fucking reward.
You should have done like me and played it on mute, you know.
But there's been no good albums out this year.
That's true. Well,
I'd say that the music, the sound effects, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Established but yeah, that way.
I take your point, though. I mean, I thought the cut glass English accent thing was funny. And they did that thing as well, didn't they, that so many things do now, where accents vary and different things they'll be
all
Irish.
The educated people in the Hogwarts, why, they all have very proper English accents, and all the fucking dickheads and the shit muds, they all have regional.
Yeah, they're all
your
Northern.
Welsh and your Scottish, those thick fucks that can't hold a wand.
That's what I thought. That did strike me as odd, I will agree. But I loved the game because I'm just a massive Harry Potter nerd. I'm probably going to go watch one now after we after we wrap up.
So I'd say that's one part of it. If you were fully invested and just in that world, it probably makes up for a lot of the game's many shortcomings.
It's also I don't know what I was going to say there.
I was about to make a point. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's nice to be immersed in the world, I suppose, is the only real thing. And it's obviously going to get a fair weather gamer's attention, somebody who's never played an RPG before. Mm-hmm. That did tickle me about it. The introduction to very basic mechanics of RPGs. You're like, oh, this is
excuse
the
me, I've played Elden Ring. Yeah. Fuck off.
That did tickle me. But I thought the attention to detail was nice.
Especially for younger players.
I'm
not a younger player, so I hated it.
I think I remember what I was going to say now. I just forgot that was this year. The year's going so quickly. So that was a highlight of the first 6 months.
It was an early release too.
Yeah, one of those years for me is they didn't try and get it out pre-Christmas last year.
But yeah, even running about, if you run through Hogwarts Castle too quickly, you hit doors and you get these loading symbols on them.
That's right. Yeah, that was
what the fuck's this?
Yeah, must be a big engine under it, but that is true. But I'm not going to end on a sad note about Hogwarts. I loved it, so there. Can't wait for the DLC.
Oh, you're going to have to defend it the whole way. Contextual magic. You unlock like 4 different sets for spells.
Yep.
So you're constantly changing through them when you're fighting. Why doesn't it just, when you're in certain rooms where you have to configure furniture, why doesn't it just give you those spells in that room? When you're looking after beasts, why doesn't it just give you the fucking spells for the beasts?
Because what if you want to do something else while you're there?
What, set it in fucking fire?
Maybe. I don't know what you'd be up to.
It's a magic duck. I don't want to kill it.
You got to give... that's a good tagline. That's a tagline for the episode of the magic duck. Harry Potter and the magic duck.
I could write the fucking book.
He said.
I found things like that really messy, and then there's so much shit in it. I kept getting told, you have too much gear, sell this gear.
That was annoying. Okay, I will hold my hands up having to empty out your chest of drawers every 2 minutes.
But it's like, oh, well, fuck face, if you go do a few Merlin trials, you'll be able to carry more gear. And it's like, well, I must go do a few Merlin trials, which I did do. And it's like, I can't carry any more fucking gear. I say, well, did you go into challenges and claim your reward for doing this challenge? I say, why the fuck should I have to? Unlock it automatically, please.
That was a weirdness. And again, this is where I, as I say, I would describe it as an RPG light. So like the Merlin Trials, it was, oh, this is a side quest, kids. These come up in every RPG. You'll have to do these. And
you don't have to, but you kind of have to.
You kind of have to. And I will admit that was a weird decision that you had to win things and then go into a menu screen to unlock the thing you've just won. And that is genuinely some sort of architectural decision I don't understand.
Then there was the brooms, and I did all the races first time.
Yeah, yeah.
They were fucking stupid.
The brooms, what was weird about them for me was, you're secretly getting me to criticise the bits that I forgot that did annoy me a little bit. Bastard.
Welcome to the world of critique.
I will say the broom thing, you know, there was a request that you upgrade your broom. The upgrades never did anything.
Did they just upgrade the boost?
It never got any faster for me anyway. And I did them all. I got the top broom.
Yeah.
And it was the same speed. Like, you never got any faster. And your character was sort of trying to gaslight you, being like, oh, wow, this is amazing. You're like, that's not. It's going as fast as it was 2 minutes ago. But that was a bit weird.
And I found myself like Assassin's Creed-ing all the fights. because it was just much quicker.
What do you mean by Assassin's Creed?
Make yourself invisible, go through the camp and just use that Petrificus.
Totalis. Yes, I did that as well. Yeah
fuck that. It's just fights took that fucking long. Did you use the evil spells?
Oh, of course I did. Come on, I wasn't going to leave those untouched. I was Crucio in the fuck out of it.
There are certain scenes where you're fighting with like the professors of Hogwarts and higher wizarding ups, and you're just flinging out unforgivable curses and they don't even raise an eyebrow.
I did want that to be a thing. I'll agree with you. I wanted it to
What the fuck, sir? Where the fuck did you learn that?
I did want people to notice when you used them. I thought, because they made it a big deal about players can, as a decision, decide if they're going to use them or not.
Without wishing to spoil anything, there are characters that use it once in a cutscene. Yeah. And then like sent to fucking wizard prison, Azkaban.
Azkaban, yeah.
And starting a fight, I used that one where you take control of their body.
Yeah, Imperius, yeah.
And anybody they attack is then cursed, and they're cursed themselves. Then I use Flipendo, which curses somebody else. Expelliarmus, which curses somebody else. And then I use the Death Curse, and it kills everybody that's cursed and that person, and fight over. And brilliant. Job done. That saved 20 fucking minutes.
Like I say, it sort of took, I didn't know the Fable connection, but I did clock the Assassin's Creediness of the whole thing right away. But
Fable for c***s.
I want to sell it to you this way, though. Right. What about all the people who will have never played an RPG? Imagine their shelf, Chris, and the only things on it are FIFA, Call of Duty, and they buy Hogwarts. And it opens up and they're like, wow, look at this. I've never had to upgrade my gear before. I've never had to do a side quest. Are there other games like this? I'm going to Google it. And maybe they go and they buy Assassin's Creed. And then maybe they go and they buy, I don't know, Fallout. Or maybe they buy Elden Ring and then, like me, give up gaming forever.
Oh, filthy. That would be simply delightful. A marvellous idea. Why, I couldn't have put it any better myself. Yeah, fuck off, that'll put you off games. You think that's what games are, you'd never pick another one up. A load of old bollocks.
Well, that was the first half of 2023 for me, because unlike you, I play games. Where do you find the time? Do you not sleep?
No, I have a troubled past.
I know, I was part of half of it.
Apparently.
Yes,
Filthy, I'm very good at time management and I don't fuck about.
Well, fair enough.
And this is why I haven't watched The Sopranos.
That's true. That is true. one last thing I'm excited for. This Friday, I'm going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show live for about the fifth time. Never disappoints. Never gets old. Probably should have been cancelled by now. Amazed it hasn't been. It's because the tunes are too banging. That would be good.
Excuse me. Half of us wouldn't be woke without that fucking movie, so.
I shall go do the time warp once more.
Tim Curry.
What a ledge.
Confusing sexual awakening that was.
sex icon in Frankenfurter. Butler in Home Alone. It's just quite the career, really, isn't it?
That fucking clown from It.
Yeah.
Which was another confusing sexual awakening in me.
And then we don't talk about his Adams Family movie. Not the best. But, it was a tough act to follow, though. So, you know, that's understandable. Yeah.
Well, for a show that had no notes, we managed to go on for a bit.
It's almost as if we could talk shape professionally.
Yeah, we've almost done it before.
Yep.
So what are you thinking for the bonus episode name? Because I was writing down Confringo stings.
I like the duck thing, but
magic duck stings.
Yeah, magic duck duck tails. I don't know. Like a dragonless sting. No, I'm gonna leave that in your capable hands. It escapes me. Yeah. This is why you never volunteer for a job. You only end up doing it.
Yeah, because I had champignons ring stings.
Can I leave you with an odd little thing I saw today serendipitously?
Oh, of course.
I had the TV on in the background while I was making lunch, and Friends was on, and there's a episode where there's a funny little joke that years ago Joey modelled male lipstick in Japan. And it's this funny advert because it's Joey. It's real Japan style, graphics and all. And he's wearing lipstick and playing an electric guitar. It's a funny little video that Chandler has never seen. So the hilarity ensues. The name of the lipstick is Ichiban. So that really made me wonder what that word actually means in Japanese. Not enough to look it up. But Ichiban, lipstick for men, is a product Joey has modeled in Friends, spelled exactly the same way. And
Ichiban therefore means number one and is often used to indicate how things rank in position against each other.
So it was the number one lipstick for men. And this is the number one, like a dragon ring sting, about the number one guy, Ichiban. That Kasuga. Is... It's poetic, that, isn't it? That's good. That's full circle.
Well, this has bought me another couple of weeks to practice how to say the studio name, at least.
That's true. Else. Yeah, you'll have a week or two yet, but hopefully I'll have something to sting you with soon. I think I left you... I'm currently wandering around trying to find the entrance to the underground dungeon or something.
Oh, the arena.
I think it is. It's a car park you have to battle your way through to go meet with the big boss.
You're
going to
enjoy that.
So that's... You can expect some stings about that once I find that fucking entrance. And that's
by the water.
Yes, can vaguely tell with the map. So you can expect some stings about that once I get up and running, because that's where I'm at in the game, if that gives you any indication of where I am. But
it does. You're not actually far off the end if you knuckle down and just fucking play it.
Let's do this.
You unlock an arena, don't bother. If you can't get through the arena in one sitting, you won't get past the next chapter. So
don't do all the "I can rebuild" or whatever it is he says when he's game over. Yeah, I would never give up. I can't remember what he says, but there's something like that.
Well, you would know. Number one.
Ichiban, the best.
Ryu ga gotoku.
Ryu ga gotoku.
Ryu ga gotoku.
Can go to fuck.
Ryu, go fuck yourself, you slimy prick. Practice, practice, practice.
Practice makes perfect.
So anything else too hard before we hang up?
No, thank you for your time. This has been most illuminating, and it's almost as if...
That's funny, because you're sitting in the dark now. We've talked that long.
Yeah, actually, the sun's... Sure, the stretch, the evenings are drawn in. Won't be long now till Christmas, as we said. You know, it'll be... I wonder if there are any good horror movies coming out. It's weird that all the good horror movies don't come out for Halloween. I went to see Insidious, actually. That was all.
How was that?
It was okay. Had a few questions, a few moments. Very jump scare orientated. It's why I didn't mention it in the highlights of the year so far, but it was not the worst thing I've seen this year so far. So,
did you go see Barbie?
Not yet, no. Oh. Nor Oppenheimer, actually. I'm currently avoiding both. Don't know why, but...
I hate the real world.
No, I'm going to go play Like a Dragon, like a good boy.
The army bollocks.
I know, possibly not, but hopefully...
Spyro, you c***.
May have been caught out there playing a brief bit of Spyro as a reprieve from my dragon stings. Even though he's a dragon!
I just wanted something to relax to.
He's a dragon! Do you not
Spyro's
get the link?
Not like a dragon, he is a fucking dragon.
He is a dragon, chasing that little purple dragon, that's what they talk about. So I just thought it would. But there you go.
Well, nothing to say to the poor, long-suffering listeners.
Just thank you for your patience, and please continue to listen, because I can be better. I can be so much better.
This is why we can't have a Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. My
inconsistency.
Sheer lack of committal.
Well, that time.
Yarp.
So, if anybody wants to send feedback...
Fucking about what? What have you liked this year, listener? What do you... Please say this podcast, please.
I liked last year's better.
Yeah.
So yes, still on X or Twitter at Filthy Ring, or you can email us at filthyring@gmail.com if you wish to do so.
Yeah.
All links are in episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS. For links and various hosting services. You done?
Yeah, no, just like that.
Until our paths cross again. We live. We learn.
God help us all.
bad accents. Especially English ones.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.